This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Dandy Farms, Don's Heating and Cooling, Iowa Realty, Westridge Nursing and Rehab Center, 3M, Rich Goff Custom Farming and Trucking, Sandals Lounge, and Pella Motors. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Two Rivers Cooperative, Columbia Store and Tire, Ozinga Feeds, Iowa State Savings Bank, McKay Insurance, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and the Pleasantville Clinic. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Area bankers work hand-in-hand with our local farmers to help finance farming operations. How does it work? In the second part of a 10-part series on agriculture, let's go in-depth with Ron Zanting and David Greving with Marion County Bank, Pella. So, David, does Marion County Bank work with a lot of farmers, a large number of farmers?
Well, we definitely consider ourselves an ag bank. And we have about 100 customers that we work with year to year in the ag sector.
So that's quite a few.
That is quite a few. We're the we have the largest ag loan portfolio in the region.
And that's different from, say, somebody that might have a small operation that might get a loan for a car from you. That's not included in that.
Right, that's a different type. We consider that our consumer or retail sector, and that's a whole different client base. But no, I was speaking to people that are actively engaged in production, agriculture, either full-time or maybe as a part-time or hobby basis.
Okay, so I presume you have lots of commercial clients too.
Yeah, we are definitely a commercial bank. Our commercial portfolio would be the largest one in the bank, followed closely behind by our agricultural portfolio.
Can you lay that out in percentages? Say, is it ag and commercial 40%, 30%, retail 20%, 40%? How does it break down if those are your three categories?
Actually, the ag portfolio has been growing the last number of years, and we are really, really close to being 50-50 in terms of our operating that we loan to our ag customers and operating that we loan to our business customers. So we're pretty close to 50-50.
But the ag is growing.
The ag has been growing, partially because farmers are getting bigger, and so we've benefited from that part of it. The other side of it is that crop expenses have gone up, equipment prices have gone up, and so land prices have gone up. Although, you know, land, agricultural land, I didn't really include that in my analysis of 50-50. I was basically speaking just on our operating debt, equipment debt, and so forth. So we're pretty well balanced between our commercial lending portfolio and our ag lending portfolio.
Is there times when when general economic trends increase one or the other, or are they just correlated? If one does well, does the other one do well?
In a lot of ways, they're kind of counter-cyclical, you find, if you go back through time. A lot of times when what people would refer to as the general economy is doing well, ag maybe not so much, and vice versa. The ag economy is tied probably more to an international economy than the what I would call the general economy. When you think about agriculture and the export nature of it, especially to the Asian countries, the ag economy is tied in a lot of ways to China, Brazil, Korea, Japan, and so forth.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Raceway, Marion County Fair Association, Pleasantville Schools, Vermeer Corporation, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Hy-Vee in Knoxville, Pleasantville State Bank, and H&R Block. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com and find in-depth in the radio audio media player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Farm Bureau, Pierschbacher Funeral Homes, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Barker Implement, Kevin Wadley CPA, HCI Care Services, Central College, and Marion County Bank.
I continued my conversation about farmers and banking with Ron Zanting and David Greving with Marion County Bank.
Do you pay attention to those international markets as part of your business, as part of your consultation with farmers, or is it just something that they come in, they want a loan, you give it to them or not?
Well, we aren't experts on international agricultural issues, but there are plenty of newsletters out there that we can read that we get their perspective on, and it certainly does affect our relationship with our borrowers, our communication, how we talk about marketing. We do consider what happens on the other side of the world and how it could impact their operation.
So, like, for example, if you hear there's a drought in Argentina and that there's going to be a greater need for soybeans over the next few years, you're more likely to loan on a combine?
Maybe, but it probably would have more of an impact. We might be discussing with our customers what their plans might be as far as marketing their soybeans that they might have on hand from the prior year or possibly selling futures. We don't tend to give direct advice on when to market, but having an awareness of those type of things, factor into the angle that you might take as far as putting a marketing plan together.
So are you guys like farmers in the sense that you go outside and what the weather is doing? You think about the weather and how it might be impacting our crops?
Well, there's no doubt when we have a hot, dry summer, I don't sleep quite as good at night as when things are, when we've had recent rains, or even in the summer, if we have a recent rain or a good overnight rain, I got a little extra step in my walk just because I know that my farm customers are going to be in a good mood, and we got that highly needed rain just at the right time.
Well, that must make you feel good to be tied so closely to our farmers and ultimately to the land, the success of our farmers, because how the farmers go with that high proportion of investment the bank has, that's how the bank will go too, right?
Yes, and in fact, that is one of the things I really like about my job is it is tied to the creation like that, and I get to work with people that are even more in tune with their creation, and it is a pleasant part of I think what we do, and I think you could ask any farmer, and it's maybe their favorite part of their job too, is that they get to work outdoors and be in tune with their creation that way.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Cargill of Eddyville, Pella Cooperative Electric, Golf Cars of Iowa in Pleasant Hill, KO Roofing and Siding in Pella, Verdeft Agency, Lighton State Bank, and RJ Performance. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Monen Seed and Chemical, First State Bank, Titan Machinery of Pella, Midtown Tire in Pella, Tri-County Veterinary Clinic, Laley USA, and Boats Home Furnishings. Enjoy the program.
I I continued my conversation about farmers and banking with Ron Zanting and David Greving with Marion County Bank.
Now, are most of the farmers that you work with, would they be considered family farms as opposed to corporations?
Yeah, most of our customers are family farms. Now, they might have formed a corporation, but there's, you know, maybe for tax reasons or for legal reasons, they might form various enterprises. But for the most part, we just have family farms.
I think in a lot of times that that's almost a misnomer out there as part of a public perception that virtually all farming is done by individuals and families. And like Ron said, they might choose to incorporate for tax reasons or some other business reason. But the large scale, what you would consider corporate farming, is not something that's all that prevalent.
But that's what you hear a lot about. A lot of the arguments against big ag aren't directed at our family farmers, are they?
You're right. And I, like I said, I think sometimes that's a little misguided. You know, what is the definition of big ag? I suppose that, you know, there's large input suppliers like Pioneer and DuPont and things like that. Is that big ag, or is it the packing plants that's big ag? Well, those are certainly large, widely traded corporations that service the agricultural sector, but almost all of the actual production in the field and in the areas of livestock are done by families. Now, they might be large operations, and they might be much bigger than they were a generation ago, but to consider it big ag or corporate ag, I think, has a negative connotation with it that isn't always deserved.
Now, as we speak, the farmers are getting ready in their fields. They're getting their seed together. They're getting their fields ready. And so there's a season to farming. Is there a season to banking with respect to agriculture?
Yeah, we, you know, during the spring and summer, from an ag lender's perspective, we kind of sit back and watch the corn grow and hope and pray for rain. Our busy time with our customers happens traditionally between November and March, where we review what happened in the past year and then plan for the new year, establish new lines of credit, prepare financial statements, review tax returns, some of the paperwork behind the scenes.
Okay, so you have your season.
Yeah, our busiest season of the year as ag bankers is during the winter. Contrary to maybe what you might think, but that is the paperwork time. That's the time to gather up the facts and data, how the last year went, and fill out new financial statement forms. The operators are working on their taxes during that time and just getting everything in place to get ready to roll again for the next growing season.
And what we sometimes do during the summer, early fall or late spring, is you know, we like to go visit our farmers on their turf, you know, on their land. And so, you know, I won't say we get to everybody's place every year, but it's always an enjoyable part of our job to get out of the bank and set up an appointment and let the farmers show us around and some of the improvements they've made on their farm, on their buildings, or on their land, or just take a look at the crops and see how they're coming along. That's a fun part of the job.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you by Dutch Meadows Garden Center, Pella Precast Products, Lighten Processed Meats, Sunny Slope Greenhouse, De Blumenhof, Kooning Plumbing and Heating, and Digital Galleria Designs. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com and catch up on the in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McGriff's Spray Foam, ENT Clinic of Iowa, Stan and Pat with Stan Drywall and Pella, Pella Feed Service, Scurring and Utermarkt, Central Cellular, and Braffhart's BP.
Land prices are high. crop prices are high, input costs are high, everything's high. A while back, we had a tech bubble. Looks like we're coming out of a housing bubble. Could we be heading toward an ag bubble?
Well, you know, there's that school of thought is definitely out there. Most of the economists that I read and have heard speak that have studied the issue don't feel that way. You know, I guess I don't, it maybe depends what your definition of a bubble is. A bubble, I guess, by its name bursts and then it's gone. Nobody sees that type of, that I've heard anyway, nobody sees that type of scenario playing out. Now, do some folks think things may soften a little bit and because they're pretty heated up right now? Could it cool off some? Probably, you know, but not nobody's speaking of a crash scenario similar to the bubbles that you mentioned, the techs and the housing and so forth that were so economically painful.
Nobody.
No, and, you know, we had an ag crisis years ago, back in the late 70s, early 80s, but the comparisons between that time period and this one, there are some similarities, but they are not the same. The same factors aren't in place. Back then, interest rates were high, and now they are historically low. And at that time, farmers were really leveraging themselves to purchase more ground. And farmers are in better shape financially than they were 20, 30 years ago, and to their credit, I think they're more cautious. They remember and understand that they need to take advantage of the good times, but not take foolish steps during the good times.
And so farmers know that, or is that some advice that you give them as well? Do you have some energetic people in here that say, "Alan, buy more land, more equipment, more land, more equipment"? Is that a problem?
Well, I think there's all types of personality types out there. I think your question was, is that advice that we give, or is that what they're talking? I think that there isn't a whole lot of contention in that, what Ron spoke of, that that's a fairly general feeling amongst most all of our borrowers. There are some of our borrowers that are more aggressive than others by their nature, of course, but I don't think there's anybody that's feeling held back in any way that way.
Yeah, David and myself, you know, we've been at Marion County Bank for quite some time and involved in ag lending for quite some time. And so what we really have is we've developed relationships with our farmers. And so, you know, those relationships are 10, 20, 30 years old. And, you know, so there's a kind of a consensus of thought between them and us. You know, and in some places of the country and maybe in some places of the state, it might be different because there are different types of lenders out there. We're community bank lenders, and we care about this area. We care about our customers. And so we don't want to get them in trouble. They don't want to get into trouble. And so we have some common ground. You know, do we always see things exactly the same way? Not necessarily, but by the end of the day or the end of the visit or however you want to call it, we have a respect for each other and great relationships. And I think that's the key when we talk about family farming and lending, is that there's a relationship there that is highly valued by both the bank and by the farmer.
Now, in your position as community bankers, what challenges do you see for agriculture in the years ahead?
I think the thing that probably comes to my mind first is where are the new young farmers going to come from? That problem is not new. I mean, as long as I've been doing this job, there's been that concern that the median age of the farm producer is rising all the time. And so I see that as an important thing, that that the next generation be enthused about getting involved in the agricultural sector, whether that's as a production person, you know, actually raising crops or livestock, or one of the ancillary businesses that provide services and products to that. I mean, this is Iowa. This is what we are best at, is agriculture. And I think it's important for the young people to know that there's good career opportunities in that field.
I agree with David. The biggest challenge in agriculture is that young farmer. And even for those that have that desire, it's difficult because it's very capital intensive. Equipment is expensive. Crop expenses are high. Price of land, cash rents. It's a very highly leveraged business. And that's so for someone that's young that wants to get into it, it's very difficult. There are beginning loan programs out there, but it's still a very difficult thing for a young farmer wanting to get in business. And that's where the family farm concept is important, because a young farmer usually is a son or a daughter of Ma and Pa, and they're the ones that want to get going. And so that's, you know, where the kids will rely on the shirt tails of their parents to get them involved in agriculture.
What's the best part of your job?
Well, for me, it's definitely working with that customer across the desk, or as I mentioned earlier, going out and visiting with him on the farm. And that whole concept that David referred to, talking about farmers working with the earth, the ground, being so close to it, and then providing, you know, food. I mean, we need food. The world needs food. And to be involved in that type of an enterprise, it's really rewarding as a lender and even more so as a farmer himself.
Yeah, I think I would echo that. What I've kind of already said, too, is it's the relationships that you build over time, the friends that you make in the business, salt of the earth people that you get to meet and work with and do business with. I also appreciate the seasonal nature of my job. There does each year seem to be somewhat of a beginning and an end to it. So you feel a sense of completion once a year. Not all jobs get to have that. Some are, you know, definitely kind of more ongoing all the time. So I would say those two things.
Thanks to Ron Zanting and David Greving for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.